Okay, Mr. Fuquay?
Amy, if you could bring up my exhibits for one second?
Yeah, I'm wondering, I'm actually wondering if it's that voice command system that caused it to crash.
I think it is.
Could be. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a...
Well, it's not, it's only bundled if you go after it one way. It's still the old way. You can get to individual things.
Amy, can you just go to the zoning map, which is about the fourth or fifth one? Go on, keep going.
Yeah.
Should be...
It's, yeah, he sent out an email while you go, yeah, anyways. Okay, sorry.
All right, this is where I was. I mentioned the entire area, the red around there, it's for the most part all C1 commercial. The, where that island right there? Right, all right, I'm putting red on red.
Oh, yeah.
That's our lots right there.
Yeah.
Okay, the, and then Jamie, if you can go to the next one, so that's a zoning map. The next one is the future land use map. I drew in those lines where the lots are, but it shows that we are in the commercial area of the future land use plan. When I was first contacted by the applicant on this, and I saw that GR zoning, I said, well, there's a story here, because this doesn't make any sense. And with the help of Jamie and the staff, I was able to get copies of the minutes of change of zone 1411. And this was an application back in September of 2000. Mr. Wheatley probably remembers it, because...
Yeah.
This site had originally been zoned C1 when the original, when zoning was enacted in Sussex County, which is 1970. So the original zoning map had this as C1. In September of 2000, the applicant, the owner of this property, filed a rezoning, and this is one of the more unusual rezonings I've ever seen. It was a rezoning from C1 general commercial to GR.
To downzone, yeah.
Yeah, it was a real downzoning. And like I said, it's a very unusual zoning request. Now, from the minutes, it appeared that at the time, there were several mobile homes on these, it's actually two, it was two tax map parcels combined now. There were several mobile homes on it. One was to be, was going to be removed. One was going to remain. There was going to be a newer one brought in, and another existing one was going to be converted into a storage unit. Now, I assume, it doesn't state this in the minutes, but I assume that you couldn't bring a new mobile home into a C1 district, so they had to get it rezoned GR in order to bring a manufactured home in. So that was approved. That's where the rezoning came from. GGA purchased this property in November of 2022. The survey that was done at that time, which again is one of the exhibits, it shows that there was an existing mobile home on the property, which wasn't in good shape. There was an abandoned trailer on the property, and there were a bunch of abandoned decks which had been attached to a mobile home that had been removed, and the lot was pretty much overgrown, and it was not, you know, in good shape. The applicant removed the trailers and the other things that were on the site, cleaned it up, and again, this application was actually filed in 2023, in May of 2023, so this was filed about 15 months ago. Now, considering that background and the nature of the area and the fact that the site is surrounded by C1 zoning, the logical thing would just be to seek rezoning this back to C1 to be compatible with the area and the same zoning as the area. But as the commission knows, C1 zoning is closed, so there is no C1 zoning. So rather than seek another zoning district, since the applicant had a specific specific use in mind, and that was a business office, it was decided to do the conditional route, the conditional use route for the building that I'll show on the site plan. And Jamie, if you can go to the site plan, which is either the first thing in my exhibits or you have separately. What happens when we rotate it?
I don't
Or if everyone could turn their heads to the right. Okay. This is awkward, actually. The parcel itself contains a total of 11,396 square feet. It's about 110 feet wide by 100 feet deep, but the rear of the property is about 8 feet wider than the front of the property. So it's actually 107 feet in the front and 115 feet in the back. The proposed office building would be two stories. It'd have a total floor area of 4,940 square feet. 4,200 square feet would be office use, and 740 square feet would be storage area only. The building is located on the what would be the northeast, or on what you're looking at the top of it, but it would be on the left side of it if it was properly aligned. There's parking areas in front of the building and parking areas to the east or right of the building. The building would maintain a 30-foot front setback from the dead end of Molloy Street. And as I said, this is the end of Molloy Street. It ends right there, and there's a walls basically on either side. The applicant is proposing a 5-foot rear setback and 1 5-foot side yard setbacks to maximize the parking area. And there would be a 6-foot privacy fence along the rear and the north side of the front setback. And these are the areas where the 5-foot setback would be. So it'd be a privacy fence along those property lines. There'd be 21 parking spaces provided that does comply with the code. 4 spaces are in front of the building, including 1 ADA compliant space. The others, as I said, are on the southeast side. They'd have an entrance from Molloy Street. There's a 10 by 10 foot trash enclosure area, which would be on a concrete pad. There would be appropriate landscaping next to the parking areas and the trash enclosure area. Any outside lighting would be directed downward and shielded. There it is proposed to have 1 lighted sign, not to exceed 32 square feet per side. There are no wetlands or environmental features existing on the site. Sewer would be part of the Sussex County system. The site is in the sewer district, and wastewater capacity is available per the county engineer. Water would be from the city of Rehoboth Beach. Stormwater management would be in conformance with the state and county regulations and would utilize underground infiltration. DelDOT indicated in its service level evaluation response dated March 24th, 2023, that the traffic impact of the proposed conditional use would be negligible. I will submit to you proposed findings and conditions for your consideration. I do want to note that one of the conditions is condition B, which states that there would be no outside storage of equipment or materials. There would be storage or parking of vehicles, but no materials or equipment would be stored outside. Basically, the applicant is requesting a recommendation of approval subject to the conditions that you deem appropriate, and that is purely based on the nature of the area, what you're familiar with, the zoning of the area, and the history of the site. And that would conclude my presentation, other than any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
I actually have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I have no questions.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
I think that one, because maybe I missed it, but what business does GGA do?
GGA is a construction business. They have
just construction office.
Yeah, it'd be okay. Well, when GGA has an office on Rehoboth Avenue that they've outgrown. So when we filed this again 15 months ago, this was designed as GGA's new office. All right. In the ensuing 15 months, another opportunity has come up for GGA for a more If you've been down there, you know this is not the most high-profile location. So they have another site that they can utilize. So this probably would be either be rented or would be sold, but it would be a business office.
That's all I have for now. Thank you.
Mr. Mears?
No questions.
Okay. Anybody else?
None for me, thank you.
Staff? Nothing. Counselor? Okay, I have none as well. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2450 GGA Construction? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2450? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.